You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
Gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Mommy's little piggy!
Oh no.
I'm speaking in rhymes!
Smell those Christmas trees.
You can keep your channel number 5. Just give me a whiff of the old lonesome pine.
Barf! Crow boys up.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean, and we are past the first Rudolph day of 2021, and there are more episodes these past 2 weeks than normal. So don't forget to subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcasts, and new roundup episodes will drop in your feeds as they come in. Now I'll get you up to date about the new episodes that dropped in the past 2 weeks. Also, stop by ChristmasPodcast.com and find the links to all the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. Alrighty, let's get on with this episode.
Peace on earth! Give me presents!
New to ChristmasPodcast.com is the Sounds of Christmas podcast. The Sounds of Christmas podcast is produced by longtime Christmas radio station Sounds of Christmas. The podcast, hosted by Ken Kessler, is a fun series of conversations and interviews about Christmas music and other related topics. He has no agenda or schedule for these and hopes to do one every week or two. If you enjoy them, feel free to check back often. It's not your average Christmas music podcast and well worth checking out.
You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant.
Shh. Here are the new episodes that drop the weeks of January 23rd through February 5th. Christmas Time in the City podcast had an episode on the 24th titled How You Doin' with Manny from Feliz Christmas Merry Navidad podcast. Join Chris and Chris as they chat with Manny from Feliz Christmas Merry Navidad podcast about all things Christmas and New York City. Stay tuned until the end to find out how you can be a part of a future episode. Season's Eatings podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Gingerbread. This humble combination has been a winter holiday favorite, accompanying other delicacies on tables for centuries, but always standing out thanks to a delicious combination of ginger, molasses, or honey. It brings forth images of elaborate architectural wonders of little people adorned with gumdrop buttons. It's a food that has traveled the world, created guilds, and single-handedly saved a small town. For the serving of Season's Eatings, Glenn is talking about gingerbread. Tis the podcast, an episode on the 25th, titled Forget Ever After, Just Live Happily, Godmothered. Julia, Tom, and Anthony travel to Motherland to cover the 2020 original Disney Plus holiday film, Godmothered. There's a lot of love to go around this week for this heartwarming family comedy. And while there is some cynicism on Anthony's part as to whether or not this movie rips off, rather than pays homage to, a plethora of films that came before it, Tom counters such cynicism with hilarious quotes aplenty. Of course, the pivotal question is raised, is this actually a Christmas film or just a film set at Christmas? If it's the latter, how will that affect the score? And speaking of scores, how much longer are listeners of this show going to drive Julia crazy with not allowing the elves to change their ranking system? This is a fun pick-me-up episode that is just what our post-Christmas Januaries need. So settle in beside your fire, close your eyes to pretend your Christmas lights are still up, relax, and enjoy. Can't Wait for Christmas podcast at an episode on the 25th titled Candlemas. On this episode, just when you thought Christmas was over, Tim is talking about a little-known part of the Christmas celebration, Candlemas, and learns the secret origins of another American tradition along the way. He also has some Christmas jokes for kids read by 100% genuine kids, gives you a recipe for peppermint cookies, and starts a new feature that will get your thoughts on some Christmas topics. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Gingy Ito, Winter Wonderland. Welcome to the first episode of Season 2 of Holly Jolly Xmasu. In this episode, Scott kicks off 2021 talking about Gingy Ito's 1983 album, Winter Wonderland, I Thank You. This winter-themed album contains a trio of Christmas songs. It's a fun, lighthearted start to the new year. Yuletide TV podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Bonus Episode, Second Annual Christmas Cooldown. The Bad Boys of Christmas Podcasting are back to reflect on their holiday celebrations and the second season of Yuletide TV. Chris, Brian, and John each share how they spent their Christmas and what Santa brought them, before diving into a discussion about what new holiday films they watched this year, including Wonder Woman 1984, Happiest Season, Holiday, Princess Switch 2, Switched Again, The Christmas Bow, and Jingle Jangle. Then it's time to talk about their favorite and least favorite episodes they covered in Season 2, before giving a preview of what's to come, including a big announcement about what to expect from their off-season bonus episodes before Season 3 begins in November. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on the 27th titled Minute 44, The Nuts and Bolts of Making Toys. John and Ben take a closer look at the inner workings of the Patch-O-Matic machine. Join them as they discuss Minute 44 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Tis the podcast had an episode on the 28th titled Another Christmas Story Prologue, Wonderful Christmas Time, as read by Anthony Caruso. It's the first official installment of Another Christmas Story. In this episode, the author of this holiday rom-com himself, Anthony Caruso, will read to all of you the prologue of his tale entitled Wonderful Christmas Time. In it, you'll meet the protagonists of this story, Joey and Mary, and get a hint of what their relationship is actually like. The Total Christmas podcast on episode on the 30th titled Reindeer Games. Jack's back, baby, and don't pretend you haven't missed him. It's a brand new year, and what a better way to get the new season off to a start than having some technical problems. That's right, kids. You'll be sure to notice some sound issues with this one, and there's a simple explanation. Jack blames himself. First off, Robin and Juno sing the all-time Christmas classic Jingle Bells. Then Jack has an interview with the wonderful Tilly Smith, who runs the Cairngorm Reindeer Center in Scotland. To learn a bit more, check the show notes at christmaspodcast.com for a link. This episode's version of A Christmas Carol is the very forgettable, or at least Jack hopes he can forget it, version by Pink Fong. It's only 5 minutes long, so you may as well have a gander. The podcast recommendation is The Truth from Radiotopia. Again, check out the show notes for the Total Christmas Podcast at christmaspodcast.com for links to everything Jack talks about. The Merry Little Podcast, an episode on January 31st, titled The Future of Christmas Present. The future of Christmas present is definitely on the minds of many as we head into the new year. What just happened? How does one explain the Christmas we just experienced? Try as Jeff might to predict ahead of time what Christmas 2020 would be like, he has still been flooded with feedback about the Christmas we all just went through. For many of us, it was a Christmas unlike any other of our lifetimes, but it's not like history has not recorded a Christmas like this. In this episode, Jeff looks back to the Christmas from 1943, a dark, unexpected, unusual, and isolated Christmas that saw many separated from their families for the first time. He shares the incredible story of a real combat mission flown over Germany on December 20, 1943, when an American B-17 bomber commanded by Lieutenant Charles Brown was shredded by German air defenses and 15 German fighters. It was a story not only of Christmas 1943, but one that took 50 years to resolve when Lieutenant Brown met Franz Stiegler in the 1990s. Jeff also shares a simple story of a loss suffered on the merry forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, and how the discovery of that simple community taught a grieving daughter a new level of love from her mother who spent many years with them online. This thoughtful episode contemplates but does not predict the Christmas coming to us next. Instead, it projects what Christmas can be if one can only remember what it is all really about. Tis the podcast had an episode on February 1st titled Christmas is a time when you look at your life through the magnifying glass and whatever you don't have feels overwhelming. Being alone is so much lonelier at Christmas. Mixed nuts. 1 month is down in 2020 on the long journey to Christmas. Though when you think about it, Leon Day is only 5 months away. The 4th of July is only 6 months away, which is when the back-to-school stuff starts going up in Target, which is a big milestone reached, and the Burr months are only 8 months away, at which point it's all downhill. It'll be here before you know it. After briefly touching on the inauguration of Joe Biden and Anthony's new Batman tattoo, the elves settle in to discuss the 1994 dark comedy film Mixed Nuts. The elves are all over the spectrum when it comes to this American remake of a French classic film, however, with Anthony absolutely fawning over it, Julia really liking it, and Tom finding himself not impressed. Regardless, the hosts have a fun time chatting about this hysterical movie, its incredibly talented cast, and reciting quotes aplenty for this film, which is most definitely a Christmas movie. And Anthony makes history with the score he bestows upon it, given the fact that Adam Sandler is one of its stars. So settle in beside your fire, close your eyes to pretend your Christmas lights are still up, relax, and kick off February with this fun-filled episode you're sure to enjoy. The Sounds of Christmas podcast had its first episode on February 1st titled Welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. In his first podcast, Ken just wanted to mention a bit about the Sounds of Christmas, how he got here, and what he does, and sets the stage for what he hopes will be a fun series of interviews with people who love Christmas music. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode on the second, titled Christmas Favorites Extravaganza with Robert Nicholas. The day this episode dropped, it was Candlemas, the official end to the Christmas cycle and season one of Totally Rad Christmas. To celebrate, Jerry made a top five list of his favorite 80-ish movies, joined by Robert Nicholas of the Behind the Bells podcast. It's a Christmas palooza. No, a Christmas extravaganza. Jerry will figure out a dope name for it sooner or later. Anyway, enjoy the end of season one and watch out for season two coming soon. Dig it. TGI podcast had an episode on the second titled The Simpsons, I Love Lisa. To kick off the latest holiday, Matt is diving into the world of The Simpsons for the first time on this podcast to cover I Love Lisa from the show's fourth season. Matt discusses why Ralph Wiggum is one of the most lovable characters in TV history, how The Simpsons may have inspired Breaking Bad, and how The Simpsons can continue to bring so much joy all these years later. Just as he does every week, he also determines if this should be a holiday classic. Christmas Clatter podcast had an episode on the second titled, Would You Watch This Again on Purpose? Christmas Clatter travels back to 1963 to watch the Dick Van Dyke Show's Christmas special titled Alan Brady Presents. Todd is joined by Anthony of Tis the Podcast and Jerry D. of the Totally Rad Christmas Podcast to discuss Dick Van Dyke and black and white TV nostalgia. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on the third titled Minute 45, Welcome to the 20th Century. Patch's toy machine is now producing at full power, but things aren't going as smoothly as it looks. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 45 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. The Sounds of Christmas podcast had their second episode on the third titled, What We Don't Play and Won't Do. Ken talks about songs that his station doesn't play and why, and about things his station won't do and why. Tis the podcast had an episode on the fourth titled, Another Christmas Story, Chapter 1, Good King Wenceslas, as read by Anthony Caruso. It's the second official installment of Another Christmas Story. This episode, the author of the holiday rom-com himself, Tis the Pod's very own Anthony, will read to all of you chapter one of his tale entitled Good King Wenceslas. Within this chapter, taking place 10 years after the prologue, you'll meet the characters of President Emily Williams, her chief of staff Anna Dreyfus, and her press secretary Gary Matthews, and get a hint about the problems they're dealing with this particular Christmas Eve. And don't worry, this is not a political book in the slightest, despite the nature of this chapter. He just had to set up these particular characters and the world they're inhabiting for their storyline. Jingle Jank podcast, an episode on the fifth titled The Star Wars Christmas Album. Scott and Jay take a deep dive into the Christmas in the Stars, the original Star Wars Christmas album from 1980.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts. So if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Connery, and let me know. I love hearing from you, so you can also let me know what you think of the podcast as well. I also encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com to review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcasts podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast podcast. And remember, stay safe Keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.